This morning we shall turn to Isaiah chapter 12, the book of prophet Isaiah chapter 12. We read the verse 3. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 3. Therefore with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. This morning, my subject for our meditation is salvation's joy. The prophet said that with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. I will not comment on the whole chapter, because it's a song that Isaiah sang to praise God's salvation and how he was so joyful for that. And it's a joy of every saved person that God has also given salvation to our souls. But who would think salvation and other things about it, we will not consider the whole chapter. We will just consider our verse. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. You know, salvation, when we talk about, is often a dark and unimportant thought in the mind of those who don't really know what sin really is and how sin causes enmity between us and God, and how also sin itself is a damnable thing, which indeed sends people to hell. The Ekali said, "See, I can't quite hear. If I be brain, or such who think that salvation is not all that necessary, think that sin is not the greatest human problem. They think that there are so many other things that confront us as people. Poverty, illnesses, and many other things that are of much importance than sin. Because as someone would say, until somebody acts, you wouldn't see the effect of sin. That is unbelief. That is not what the scripture says. The other kind is that Omo Mbu Mkwadje, no Mbu Kishwano. Omo Fu Se Bwane En Nyenipa Ni Adisuya Sopa. Omo Fu Se O. Nima Yidro Wiyasima Hadipa Inhiya Yare Ene Abrabo Munse Mbebre. Some of these sometimes recognize the effect of sin only in the temporal sense. They will look at the robbery, the violence, and many other social vices and say, okay, this is what sin is caused, and that is all we can correct them. Ebi mo ehun bone say o bone e de esunso anso no ye ade a ti se bi obi akwu ya de nipa eye kakabensem ni ade ade na no hu no o fisa no ale bone de bone de ba. But salvation to all who have been enlightened by the Holy Spirit, who have been known to know the filthiness and the damnable nature of sin in this world and eternity, is a great joy. The air can say, Omoa, Mkonkono, Ebi Omeni, Achi Omeni, so Momo said, Bwane, see a chassis, you call it good for Hufi. Bwane Baku, Pia, and if I be a my Hufi, Bibro, Yamini, and almost sounds who said, Say, if we are see the Kimwa Kono, if we hear no, Bwane the Pabako, or say, Yemu. Almost half of one, or more, we need a piece of mention of Paddy. It's a fine. It doesn't matter their status in life. They could be rich, they could be poor, they could be wise, they could be fools, And found Nipano, Nativia, which way is skinny, which way is yenny, which way is yenny, which way is Jimmy for. So long as he seeks after salvation, he knows the joys of it. And he also knows how dreadful sin is. These people know how dreadful sin is to them and how quick they desire salvation from it. Some of four we are. Salvation from sin becomes the most important thing for them in life. Until God has assured them that they have it, they can never rest in their souls. And quite yet, say, ɛyɛ ade a ɛwia abrabɔ ɔmo bɔ no ɛyɛ ɔmo ade ɔmo ɔda so ɔmo ada so ada so yɛ paa sɛ kɔpem bra yɛhopɔ ankasa bɛma ɔmo hu ɔwɔ ɔmo akoma mu sɛ wagye ɔmo nkwa no ɔmo ntotofoɔ ɔmo ntoto ɛho fam koraa. And those who are thirsting after salvation, who are desiring to be delivered from their sin, these are those the prophet is saying these words to them. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. It's a sweet word. What is trying to say is that to be saved from sin, its corruption and punishment is their delight. Said the Ompenya or GFU Bone, Bessima, Kunipa Mufio Yamini, never Bravo Mugra, Nipa, out in Niso or Yenoma Bonibe Breno, Obian Penasa, a good Mufi. And before God is worse than that, it rather defiles the soul, it has corrupted the soul before God, and the punishment that awaits it is their delight. And he said that therefore such people will fetch from the mercies of God. The wealth of salvation is the mercies of God, the pardon love of God that sends Jesus Christ to this world. They will draw from the mercies of God with joy as those who are thirsty are happy to fetch water to quench their thirst. Send their own says come the war. Find us come in the name of Jesus Obenyansuano. Obia ni woman's coming in the name of Obia is coming in Biano when you're soon no man, a home eternal, and a home eternal. And also, like those who are traveling in the desert, very hot afternoon. Let's say in the Hamadan season, if you are in the village, if you go to farm, you sometimes thought of maybe getting water from a river, and you go, it's dried up, and you are so desperate, then you find some well somewhere. Such joy that brings to such a person. This is a picture of salvation. Obi and scumden on wagonye nsuano. Obi a open kwadiye mane kran wohun kwadiye. Sa elijen deka mwase. Na nsa na beko suno. Before I go, I'll ask you this. Do you also test after salvation? Do you have it? Each one of us, we should ask ourselves, do we have it? Have you also drawn from the mercies of God? And from this verse, we shall take four words and see how, the prophet have used this one as figures to teach us salvation, how we may draw from it. So the words will reflect on the water, because it's in the text, the water, the wells, the drawing, and the joy. We shall look at these are figures of speech, and the Bible is full of them, and we are to learn them and to see how it applies for our spiritual state. So the water, yabefa in some and life in some as some more commissioner can help on quite young. Now yakshemba is my extra and salve and quite just idea. The other guy in Zuno, in a dear Tosmi, you know, a bura no can was them, you know, basima, your best son, Sansu, you know, in a dear to. So, to begin with, we look at the water. In the Bible, the most used word in the Bible to signify or to stand as a figure for salvation is water. It abounds a lot in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. We have a lot of it, and it is always used to show the blessings of the gospel. And the blessings of the gospel of Christ is salvation. What is the gospel? That God sent his son to come and dwell among God the Son to come and take upon him human flesh, to live a sinless life, to be crucified and died, and rose again, shed his blood on the cross of Calvary for sinners such as us. That whosoever believes on his shed blood on the cross, his sins are forgiven. And the punishment for his sins are cancelled before God, and his very being is made pure before God and accepted. And God gives such a person his Holy Spirit. These are the blessings of the gospel. And also the obedience that the Holy Spirit works in us to continue the work faithfully before the Lord. So, and we say Nkwagye. Now Nkwagye is a panel that is a Christo. A fish rubber as a sisu. Befa a nipa a su. A trans as a sisu. A wanya boneda. You kuno. You shi ni munda gui or Calvary. You see a no a wanya ne if you ufu. Say wa obeji sa a juma o ye ye di no. I'm for the one better. What so? Oh, one a wire on friends at home, Tiao. That you could die anymore of Castle Watson, by John. Not in whom confirmed by town, what I see above bra afternoon. This is the blessing of salvation. This is a simple blessing of salvation, and that is what salvation is all about. So, water is always used as a figure to represent certain things in many ways. I don't have time to go through, to look at them. So the blessing of the gospel may be compared to water on the account of its nutrient and refreshing properties. Said the insurgina ho emma and sempano and asa unquad ye hum and faso and asa in shirano. If yes a misma a humi womb, nessanso emma and qua sanitina homano. As water refreshes the dry land, so also the mind receives peace and comfort, and is made spiritually fruitful by the experience of the blessings of redeeming grace. The Ekane says, said here in Sio, in verse Hamataba, December, Nebania, Dinner, and Sio, and talk. I don't see but who's a mess, my assassin, and if you be a house, I be a green, a day, a home, and my bibia, a quay, something like that in Sio, and Quadia, Senipania, and Quadia, and Manipa, and Ya Abutuim. Wanne nyawo ponte mu na asombie wo ho ina onya rechechre e wa brabom se nyawo kwa jine mkwa ina nyawo to ka no ho na otumi kwa na ibra me so nyawo ko wani ina ma otumi e so aba e ma so nyame ani e fi se wo hu nyawo ko ne nkwa je e wo ne kra. It is by the grace of God that the unfruitful, sinful heart of a person is quickened by the spiritual life and renewed by the Holy Spirit to yield fruit of righteousness to the glory of God. And in the Yahoo for Adam and Pajadom, so Enna, Nipa, Bonashi, Akumumuma, Sumashi Akumumano, Sisa, between Yanifisa, Tibianimu, Na, Compongo, so Emma and Sakrawimu, near to Miss Swaba, El Concon and Yeni. By our natural birth, we cannot do anything to praise God. We cannot do anything to glorify God. Said the Yahweh, we are saying, Mammy, our power, and you to me, you be also Yamini. Until we have come to Christ and He has washed us from our sin and given us a new life, all our fruits are of sin. If you go to Galatians chapter 5, the works of the flesh, the works of the Spirit. Until we have the Holy Spirit in us, we can never bear new fruit to glorify God. We can do all the good things in this world to help people and also thinking we are doing the name of God. Until we are doing it in the Spirit, it doesn't glorify God. The next thing that we look at, how water is used as blessing is the age cleansing effect. Yes, the air should be on, miss my insuo, age normal and quite yet, miss my insuo tea, a din suo, a home from your home, and then tea at your home. We use water to clean and wash away filth, so the blessing of salvation do not only make us happier, but better. Then I didn't show you, and you should be a remain who you call. It is you see a neoma. Na Ninian, a yifi, a fee, a neoma near home. Sansuna, and quite yet, yah, this muja, a tea, a home fee. The same has been cleansed from the first sins of sin's defilement by the blood of Jesus Christ. Nothing can wash away our sin. It's only by the blood of Christ when it's applied to us. Those who are saved, they are purified by the word through the working of the Holy Spirit. The word of God that we listen to, until we have the Holy Spirit indwelling in us, working in our heart, it will never work in our life. And in that sense, we can never be sanctified. We can never be holy before God. We can only be holy when the word of God rules our life and we live under that principle. Then that's holiness. Holiness is when we are ruled by the word of God. Obi Obaka said, "Obasa no hoti ano." And yes, sir, mechechere mo sir. Obi Obaka said, "Meshanga di fita anazo madavi." Senyami asemo no enedi mabra boso. Every thought, every action is ruled by the word of God. I'm holy. Obedience to the word of God is as a result of holiness. So until something happens to us, we are not holy before God. So water, as we see, cleanses. So the blood of Christ who cleanses, it makes us saints, makes us people called saints before God. We are made the children of God and become holy and we become zealous for good works. We become desirous to bear more fruits in the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering. Obedience to God. And living a life in obedience to God are the works, the cleansing power of the word by the power of the Holy Spirit when it affects our lives. The next thing is that the blessing of water has been used is that it's necessity to life. It's necessity to life. No person can exist without water. The blessing of salvation is vital to spiritual life. Ask yourself, who has ever lived without water. Nobody can live without. We can live without many, many things. Our clothes, our food, we can even go food for some time, but not with water. We will die out very soon. So nobody can be justified or sanctified and obtain eternal life without it. The blessings are living waters or waters of life. As the Bible says, living water or waters of life. It comes to our soul and it sustains our life. Without the blessings of salvation applied to our souls, we live and die, we perish to hell forever. But when it is applied to us, when we come to Christ and believe on Him, we have life. And obviously we have eternal life. After that, we live on to eternity, to a life of happiness in Christ and His kingdom. That is what it is. It is necessity. It's something which must be applied to us before we can live eternity forever. Other than that, we have no life. This life will end one day. I'm sure all of us, we are aware. We are all living on to die. We are born as babies. As we are growing, we are preparing to our death. And one day we shall pass on from this world. And where? What is our life? Where are we depending? Are we depending on this natural life, or we are eyeing that life that leads on to glory? So that's necessity. So will you also come, or have you tasted of this life? Have you come for the cleansing power of the blood? Have you tasted faith in the blood of Jesus Christ? Have you also given yourself to Him? Jesus Himself in John chapter 7 said, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink." Calling people to come unto Himself. Christ, who is the offerer of salvation, calls all to come. Christ, Oye and Quadia, or didn't host you, Oya, Ajam Quasa, Suman Quadia, and first, the Embran Yemba Fasa and Quadia, and the Embran Yemba, because every man living is tested, but people have coined their test with many other things. But then, Christ is calling all of us to come. And as I continue, ask you, do you have this spiritual life? Have you also come to Him and tasted of this eternal waters that runs eternity? Have you come to Christ and ask of His pardon? Have you come to Christ to ask of His forgiveness and committed yourself unto Him? Somebody will tell us that, I'm trying to find my way to Christ. No, until you have come to Him, own your sin, Christ will never offer salvation to you. Quickly, the next thing that we look at, water as a picture of salvation, and it is the universal usefulness. Water is needful for every nation and climate. Those who live in Iceland, the cold weather as it is, use water. Those of us who live in Africa, with all the hotness, we also use water. So water is having universal application. It is needful for all ranks of people, tribe and race. So the blessings of salvation are ordained by God for the spiritual need of the whole human race. When all human race have sinned and have become deficient of God's glory, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, what is left? None of us stands in the glory that God created Adam. We have lost it. We have all become blackened by our own nature and by our own actions. What do we do? And also, not only about our current state now, but also the day of judgment. Because at the day of judgment, our sins will stand against us. And God has ordained salvation, as is pictured as water, as the only means, which all of us are in need of it. If we neglect it, we neglect our own life, and we stand in jeopardy of judgment. And have you recovered your lost estate? Have you recovered your lost soul, which has been tainted with sin? Have you gone to Him? Have you also prepared for the day of judgment? Those who have prepared are only those who have come to Christ and have asked of His pardon and have been saved from it. So I'll move on to the next picture we have in our verse. The wells. The wells. As you can read from our text, it says that, verse 3, "Therefore with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation." How does that wells stand for in that verse? The word wells means a fountain or source. A fountain, I mean, a place where water has a source running from, where water, there's abundance of water. Wells of salvation implies the abundance and the inexhaustible nature of God's mercy to all persons who seek His forgiveness. Yes, ebura nkwaje ebura no ejina homa yakopon ni mbro hu a ensa da a wo homa nipa bia ohwe bonifache efini ho. It's like the sea. You see, all the water we have I mean, the sun, I mean, take it from the sea, when it goes up to the sky, and it falls on the land again, and yet the sea is having water always. And the picture is also like the sun. You see, the sun, since it was created, it has never diminished in its light and heat. It is always the same. Such is the picture of God's mercy. The air can say, you see, sir, a train and I say, it's your body, no, I can say, no, I see, gentlemen, you go for any more room, and sat down. At the same time, in Sue and Yahonefi, because in Sue no extra not to go as I so. And so they be a poor Sue. Sounds like a real so. If you see a boy, we are Nishian and a light, and then Sada said, yes, yes, yes. Sandy, I hope one move was here, and Sada. Since the fall of man to this day, God's mercy in forgiving sin is still the same. Nipaya Bonnie, I am what done a move of wedding, Sanity, and Sada. From Adam, from Abel to Seth, to Enoch, to Noah, to Abraham, to David, to all the saints, they were all saved by God's abundant mercy. All the people who read the Bible, Abraham was called a friend of God, he was called righteous, they all sought for forgiveness in God through Christ before they were justified. And billions of people. Every generation they are drawing from this mess. It is never exhausted. This shows you how deep the well is. And not saying I miss my His mercy never comes to an end. So long as there's a person to save. Senyakupo unipo asaji so so oje ne nkwankwa aje ne mogro hu ensada. What is up to us to go to him? The messages are there. Just draw near to him and you have it. Salvation is of God alone. In Isaiah 45 verse 22, God said, "Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else." Nyakupo nanga say, "Ewi asinya yenhwe no, ye nyamba. Oni nyakupo no bie ne hobio." Anything you rest your hope for salvation, you are lost and doomed. Salvation is in God alone. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. There is no savior. There is no salvation without God. So Jesus Christ, the God, the Son, became incarnate for our salvation from sin. He is the Lamb of God who alone can take away the sin of this world. By death, his death on the cross of Calvary, in him alone is salvation. And you know other. You know God, the Father is unknown. Nobody can relate to him. And yet, you can relate to him through Jesus Christ, who came to die for our sins. Look at what the Samaritan said in John chapter 4, verse 42. When the woman went to tell them about Christ and his dealings with her, they said, "And now we believe, not because of thy sayings, for we have heard him ourselves and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world." Have you also heard anything about Christ? And what is your thought about him? This woman, the woman went to tell these people about what Christ has told him. She told them that, "Is this not the prophet?" She's a prophet. She told everything that I ever did. And she also saved me. And then these people also came. And when they came and they saw him, said, "No, this is indeed the Christ." What have you heard about Christ? I'm sure you have heard this, of his saving grace. Many times, even in this church. What has it happened to you? What has this information? Have you moved on with the information to God himself and asked for his salvation? These people came and also found Christ. And they said, "This is indeed Christ." Stand there, a Samaritan woman, or yes, Christo, and you know, they didn't come on, who's the Christo here, Jankwano, or catch a Samaria for and say, "Who are Jankwano?" I'm also a tea and some more, or catch your banner, or me who Christo, I'm saying, "Eh, when you are Jankwano. We any on Nipanoa or where we are see Ajunquenia. How much you need here? Now make us an allowance way. And some watch after Jesus Christ. I'm sorry, we have a common same way. I tell us all Yajunquano. Then our found. Once we walk on Ehuana. Faith in Christ Jesus alone is the source of our salvation from sin. You believe in any other thing else, then you perish. You know, many people have a form of salvation. When you go out on the station, you meet a lot of people. Their salvation, they have not drawn from the mercies of God. They have drawn from the mercies of poison, from Satan, and from anything that is not wholly on God through Christ. It's poison because it will deceive you, it will take you to hell. Many, sorry to say, in the charismatic circles, have a form of experience. Some, they will say they will speak in tongues. Some, they have been asked to speak in tongues to show that they are saved. No, that is not a sign of salvation. Some, they have been asked to do something for the church, and they think that's the way of salvation. Whoever draws on these things is drawing from a poison. And look, when you are thirsty, yes, it's good to drink water, but when you drink poison, what happens? Instead of you living, you die. So anyone who draws from anything apart from Christ alone for salvation, through God's mercy, you have rather put yourself in debt. Which, when you are not delivered from, at the day of judgment, you will stand, and you remember God, Christ told his disciples that many shall say unto me, Lord, Lord, have we not done miracles in your name? Lord, Lord, have we not done this in your name? Say, I never knew you. You depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Or say, I don't know everywhere. Jesus Christ is the kind. Or not Jesus Christ is the kind. Jesus Christ is the fool. Or say, Papa, you remember, you remember, you remember, you remember, you remember, so all of us have to be careful. If have we really drawn from the mercy of God without anything, any merit upon ourselves, without any false knowledge, without any false reliance, anything. Many people, when they say they are saved, they can tell you about the message of the gospel 100%. But when you probe deeper, you realize their hopes are not on Christ alone. They even don't even believe the Bible itself. It's very strange. And that is what is happening. So we should be careful where we are drawing from. That we are really drawing from this wealth of salvation, which is from God alone. Thirdly, let us consider how we may draw water out of life from this eternal fountain. The drawing. Because in our text we read that, therefore with joy shall you draw water out of the wells. Draw. You draw water out of the wells of salvation. Shall you draw water implies this well is within reach and near us. Who can draw water which is far away from him? No one. Can you draw water which is in petrol station? No. Even about some years from you, unless we buy long, and for some years, we cannot even buy the rope again. And how strength do you have to do? So we can approach God with our sins, thanks to our mediator. Yes, as I said, God is unknown, the infinite, the unknown God. We can come to him through Jesus Christ, our mediator, the Lord Jesus Christ. By his righteousness, we can come to the Father, bring his blood in our hands. Father, we have sinned, but this is what Christ has done for me. For he has been set forth to be the propitiation for our sin by faith in his blood. God has set him forth to be the propitiation of sin. He can appease for our sin. It's not physical, but we come trusting in his blood alone. That's how it is to come with his blood in our hands. God has offered his blood to us. We must come as also counterpart. We have also sinned. We come with the blood of Christ. So how to draw? To draw from the wells of salvation is to receive forgiveness from God's mercy. So the prophet telling people to draw is to go for the mercy that is abundant in God alone. Drawing implies that you must come to the wells of salvation. So it is for each one of us to receive God's forgiveness for our sins. If you have to come, you have to come and draw from God alone. And how do you draw? By prayer. It's by prayer way. To draw, to come and present your case before God, it's a prayer. And have you prayed that prayer? Have you come to God? We can talk to God only by prayer. So we come drawing through prayer. Begin our case, telling him our case, asking for his forgiveness. We ask for his forgiveness through the blood of Christ, which is shed on the cross for the payment of sin's debt. Remember, the blood was paid to pay the penalty for sin. We are doomed for hell. And until the payment is paid, you owe. Until it is paid, you have been taken to jail. What will you do? You seek somebody to relieve you. And your sins, have you sought for the one who will relieve you? The only one who can relieve you is Jesus Christ. You must personally come to him and tell him your sin. The Bible says, ye, it has the general application and individual application. Bible says, wo, munya, and I wo, each one of us, we have to come. Ye draw. Shall ye draw? You shall draw individual at all. You must also come in repentance, hating the very sin that caused the Savior's blood. Some people will want to draw from Christ's blood, and yet hold on to their sins. It will never happen. We come, leaving everything behind us, coming fully to take, because if our hands are full, what are we come to take from from the mercy of God? We only have our mercy in our hands. So we come in repentance, hating the very sins we know in our heart that has caused our Savior, in our own nature. In Romans chapter 10, we have this precious words, verse 8 and 9. The gospel, the salvation message, the Bible says, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. This is one of the verses I will never forget. I learned this from my infancy. And before I got saved, I knew it. And after I got saved, I mean, it's so precious because it made the gospel so clear to us. If you only come and confess and repent of our sin and come to Jesus Christ, believe in our heart that God has raised him to pay for the penalty for our sins, and trusting in his righteousness alone, we shall be saved. If you move on, say with the heart, confession is made unto righteousness and all that. So, we have to come and draw, each one of us. So finally, let us consider the attitude of all who draw from God's fountain of mercy. What is the attitude? We have it in the verse. It says that, therefore with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Those who are sensible of their sin, they come with joy. As I said earlier, imagine, like a cry here is very common. Sometimes the water is gone, we are looking for water, we have to attend to some well to have it. Imagine you go to a well which is common in your area, you went there and they told you that the owner has traveled. And you know, and in the night, if that's the only well you have to get water from, what will you do? You are so disturbed. Your mood wouldn't be joyful. Even when, you're able to guess of another, it wouldn't even give you joy. Because you have to also define the means. But it is not so with the redeeming grace of God. It is accessible to all who come for it every time, anywhere. To pray to God for salvation is accessible. God, through Christ, is accessible. Christ, our great high priest, sits on the right hand of God, ever ready to receive a prayer of a repentant person. The other kind of said, you see, I read the chapter, or yes, I'm in Egypt. Now, you can't even say, in Egypt, or more, I'm Baba, first and question, or more, the Baba. Fafi yakuponi mo bro hunu ni eka se ti se bia woti baby na se akra yim se enche na bo se na nsu asa woni mse bia wori ho no bura bi o baby wo ti nyen su ko ho mo a ese nipa na ndia wotu kwai afa wuta wa confuse hu dia wonye woti se bia o baby kwa na se wo ese da nyaw de sa ni eka se yakupon ni ne oje adum no a na me mo bro hu su no e ade a A quiet near the cohort in Sianoda, Debia, any Debia, which you ever have a lesson. And the rope, to draw is the Holy Spirit. It's available everywhere. You don't need to run to a rope to get the rope to draw from the water. The Holy Spirit is abiding with that. Christ told the disciples that I will go and I will send the Comforter. And when he comes, he will come and abide with you. What is he doing? What was he to come to do? It was to come and convince the world of sin. And to show us the truth. Anything say Mkonkona ya upon the Maya. The Jumana say, O Baba Mani Pa and we ask him say yeah the bonya for my chair and a crano. And he say if I say draw a fish away more, the whole Mkonkono or you will have to come to him and ask of him. He's ever ready. So this is a poem. Therefore with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of starvation. Thirsty souls fetch forgiveness and eternal life from God's mercy with joy. When I'm thirsty, I'm happy when I'm giving water. When I know my sinfulness and the damnation of my sin, I will be happy when salvation is offered. When Christ stands and cries, come unto me and be ye saved, all ye ends of the earth, I will run for such joyous mercy. Okay, so the way to the well is open and accessible. Remember, in the Garden of Eden, when man sinned, they drove them, Adam and Eve out, and the cherubim had a flaming sword. No man, so that man cannot return to the Garden of Eden to take of the tree of life. It was bad from Adam and Eve. Such a start, a sad thing. But look at what Christ said. Him that cometh to me, I will no wise cast out. Yet, the tree of life in the Garden of Eden was bad for man. Christ, our tree of life, is offered to us. He said, whoever comes to me, there is no flaming fire to cast us out. He's ever ready to receive us. It is up to us to pray. The air kind of said, It's up to us to come. So not only are we invited, but there is enough for all who come. So we can come to him. Not only how it is accessible, You must come with joy because you don't have to pay. Salvation is not to be paid. It's not by works. In Revelation 22, verse 17, it says that, and let him that is athirst come. Whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Near is coming on umbra. Now, near a pen, umbra number far and country, no longer. That's the calling of the Holy Spirit. It's calling for you to come. In Isaiah also, chapter 55, it says that, ho, everyone that tested, come ye to the waters. He that hath no money, come, ye buy and eat. Ye come, buy wine and milk without money, without price. So you see the terms that are being told us in the scripture, it's free. So whoever will come with any other term is denying himself of what God is what doing to our souls. So just come knocking at Mrs. door. Come knock with your prayer. Without your good deeds, but with empty hands. When you are full with your hands with things, how can you draw water? So when you are full with your good deeds, then you are thinking of the nothingness of Christ's blood. You think that the blood of Christ cannot really accomplish what God has promised. You are, in a way, insulting the mercy of God. But it shouldn't be so. We should come with full assurance. So whoever comes with his good works cannot draw because you are full of yourself and you are full of your dead life. And that will take you to hell. And the third thing, that you must come with joy because of the enduring satisfaction it affords. Whoever draws on this world of mercy never likes anything, vanity things of the world. All the things of the world makes no joy for him. Let him get the whole thing in the world, it makes nothing to him. But his soul and the joy he has in Christ. Like Job, if he loses everything, relations, things, his joy is in Christ. So you see that it doesn't only promise us eternity. Even in this life, it gives us such satisfaction that if anything departs from us, God will be with us. His mercy will be with us. And this must be drawn from the fountain. And who will draw from a bucket of water if there's a fountain running? Oh, I'll run to that fountain and have this. And have all of this. Those who have received forgiveness from their sins by faith in Christ's blood possesses righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Peace and joy, not in anything of the world, but in the Holy Ghost. We must have the Holy Ghost or else we perish. We don't have the peace and joy of this life. Something that is saying that come to Christ is so, I mean, it's something maybe, it's a made-up story. And sometimes it's like a myth. But if a food is set before you, if you have not tasted it, how would you know the taste of it? So is spiritual life. If you have not come to Christ, how do you know how it is? And example is that many have tasted it. And have you also tasted of the mercy of God through Christ? Have you come to him with your sin to ask for his pardon? The last thing we look at is, you must come with joy because it abides into eternity. John 4:14. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give, Christ is saying, shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. In this life, you will have spiritual life to keep you, to be obedient to God, to make you happy in this life, in the spirit, and in the ages to come, you have everlasting life. And all this comes from this salvation which Christ is offering to us today. And he's just a prayer away. You have to come in repentance, trusting on the forgiving love of Christ by faith, the shed blood on the cross. So, with the words of the prophet, he says that, therefore with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Yes, with all this argument, it is a joyful thing to draw from salvation, if we know our sinfulness. May the Lord help each one of us to think on these things, the mercy of God, and how we will come to him and draw from his mercy. The Lord help us. Let's